Now, here's a story that you haven't heard anywhere else. Fannie Mae may have bailed out Bank of America to the tune of almost $500 million this month. And we say may have because the details of a recent deal that was made are pretty scarce, but a little suspicious. Here's the breakdown. In early August, Fannie Mae agreed to buy the mortgage servicing rights of a portfolio of 400,000 loans with an unpaid principal balance of $73 million from Bank of America. Now, in exchange for that right to collect the payments from homeowners, Bank of America reportedly received $500 million. The real price, however, isn't known, and neither are the contents of this mortgage portfolio. Now, this should make you, the taxpayer, a little curious, since Fannie Mae, that's been bailed out more than once, is essentially now government-owned, so your money went into this deal. And if the White House's planned national refinance program goes through, that means that you may have just gotten a really bad deal. But enough of my very cryptic explanation here. Let's get to our guest to tell us what's really at stake. Joining me to discuss this is Anthony Randazzo, Director of Economic Research for the Reason Foundation. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Now, you actually brought this story to our attention, so I'm going to let you take it away. First of all, you know, tell us about this deal. Was this something that we had a lot of people competing for? Were these MSRs really hot commodities?
Well, so behind the scenes, the Bank of America said we have this portfolio of $73 billion actually worth of underlying loans, but you know, millions and billions these days. What's the difference? So they said we've got the mortgage servicing rights, which is not the loans, it's just the right to collect payments on those, and then you take a fee off that. So they are worth something. And about five or six different financial organizations got to take a look at this portfolio of loans to see if they want to bid on it. But before anybody could bid on it, they just sold it to Fannie Mae, which is a little bit curious. There was no public bidding, no one else submitted a bid, just Fannie Mae kind of comes in and makes a payment, which on the, just on the surface, it's like, why would Bank of America just sell this to Fannie Mae? Do they think that Bank of America is paying more than anybody else? So is the taxpayer overpaying for these? Maybe they think that no one in the private sector even wants these. Maybe no one in the private sector really did bid on it because it's complete crap. So then why is the taxpayer buying this? Either way, it's sort of suspicious. Now, the easiest way to kind of sort of sift through all these, you know, questions is to take a look at what Fannie Mae purchased. But Fannie Mae isn't telling, and neither is the regulator, FHFA, and neither is Bank of America.
That doesn't seem like it's legal, right? I mean, it just seems so frustrating because you and I are taxpayers, and so it's our money, essentially, since Fannie Mae is now run by the government. How can they do that? They don't have to disclose anything before they just invest that kind of kinds of funds?
A member of Congress could ask FHFA to force Fannie Mae to disclose this, and maybe by law they could, or you could file a Freedom of Information Act request, and maybe you could be able to get that.
But have you filed one yet?
I don't have the resources to push a lawsuit for, you know, for a FOIA. And so far, and this has been a month since this deal went down, you know, we wrote something on our blog on this, like the first day this was reported. It's like, boy, this kind of looks interesting, but it'll probably get cleared up in the next couple of days. I'm sure somebody in Congress will ask. You'd think that a Democrat who is furious at the banks, you know, for their view causing all of these problems in the financial, you know, with the financial crisis, would say, why is another bank getting bailed out? You'd think that a Republican would be upset at the possibility of taxpayer funds going to you know, some superfluous or cost some superfluous activity or costing the taxpayers, but no one said anything. And so we wrote a piece today
saying why
is nobody sort of calling them out on this? Now, it could be that Fannie Mae is actually doing a good thing. In theory, Fannie Mae could own all of the loans in this portfolio, and they are buying the mortgage servicing rights to give to another company that could better handle them than Bank of America to ensure that losses in this are lower for Fannie Mae. So that's possible. But if that's the case, why don't you just come out and say it? And this is not the only deal in which they've done.
A little conspiratorial here, but we just want a little transparency. Right. We want a little bit of truth. I completely understand that. And especially, I mean, it's not like these things, you know, we heard so much about Warren Buffett, of course, investing $5 billion into Bank of America. Then you mentioned that this story, I just feel like it kind of just passed under the radar. Nobody's even heard about it.
There hasn't been a lot of talk about it. And I think so a lot of people were just figuring that sort of details would emerge. This isn't the first time Fannie Mae has done this. Possible that they've done this with several different organizations, and it just isn't getting reported because it's small amounts of money. One person commented on the article that I wrote, come on, it's $500 million. What do you care? It's $500 million.
That's not such a small amount of money.
You know, sure, in the grand scheme of a $700 billion bailout, maybe that's a small amount of money. But $500 million of taxpayer money is not a small amount of money, and we shouldn't be letting a several million dollars go by the way. We certainly shouldn't be letting $500 million, if that's what's getting wasted, go by the wayside without at least asking questions. And the principle here is really important, because what if the next deal is sort of a $10 billion or $20 billion, and we haven't sort of established disclosure and transparency as the norm?
Quite the opposite. We've set a bad precedent in that sense. But why exactly do you call it a bailout?
Okay, so here's how it could be a bailout. This sort of pool of mortgage servicing rights, if anybody forecloses on one of the loans that they're collecting payments on, or if any of those get refinanced, or if any of those get paid off sooner, then the value of that portfolio drops. So it's a $73 billion of loans. Maybe you're going to make $500 million or $1 billion on that. How?
We might see a lot of refinancing now.
We're going to see a lot of refinancings coming, or we've already are. There is a Bank of America has said in this portfolio there's at least 13% of it is going to become delinquent. So at least 13% of it is bad. At least one organization that I've talked to that looked at this, that was given the opportunity to bid, but actually wasn't given the opportunity to bid, said it actually might be 25% is the delinquency rate in this portfolio, which means that there could be really heavy losses. So Bank of America doesn't want this on its balance sheet. So if
so the government will just take it, no big deal.
Right. And this is where the conspiracy sort of thing comes in. It's like, well, then the United States government has a lot riding on Bank of America surviving and them doing anything they possibly could to sort of ensure that Bank of America doesn't go under. Bank of America's got a lot of problems right now. This could just be a small part of sort of a broader treasury plan.
Now, to try to keep it afloat.
Right, to sort of keep it afloat. Now, again, we don't know. And a very simple way of sort of answering these questions is just some disclosure from FHFA.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to try to do, right? We're bringing light to it now. So hopefully somebody out there will answer, because if indeed there is another bailout going on, more of this too big to fail business, I think the taxpayers should know about it. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.